The 25th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown passed without incident in China. Sarah Williams spoke with VOA Beijing correspondent Bill Ide and asked him to describe the mood in the square.
On the day of, I did not venture out to Tiananmen Square. Many reporters have been warned not to go there. We were going to make a drive-by in the car, but that we didn't do that. In the end, our Mandarin correspondent, Fred Wong, did that. He drove around, and what he saw was pretty much the same as what we were seeing the day before. The day prior to the anniversary, I got out on my bike and drove around, and the police are out in force, particularly around the subway stations, and they're really... The day before and the day of the anniversary, that there were not a lot of people out on the square or around the entrance to the Forbidden City. There were a lot of people in lines waiting to get into the Forbidden City to go through the rigorous security checks that they have set up there. And this morning, I took another ride the day after I took a ride out there again, and the situation really hasn't changed much other than the fact that today there were a lot more people. It seems that there were a lot more people out, but the security, the police presence was still very strong.
What has been the reaction in China by officials there to some of the comments that have been made on the anniversary, particularly the comments made by the White House saying it will always speak out in support of the basic freedoms the protesters at Tiananmen Square sought?
The Chinese government has, of course, been very upset about these remarks, and it never seems to enjoy any kind of criticism, be it small or large and direct. It really, over the course of the past month, has tried to limit any discussion of the anniversary whatsoever. And when the foreign ministry, really the only government office that ever kind of makes statements about such sensitive questions, whenever they were asked about this, in particular asked on the day before the anniversary, their response was that the political turmoil of the late 1980s, the verdict on that has already been out, and that they're not going to say anything else about it. They're not going to go back and look at what happened. They're not going to respond to the requests of the mothers and the fathers of those students who lost their lives 25 years ago, and they really do not, want to go there at all.
Bill, I understand that on the day of the anniversary, you were able to speak to some members of the public. What did they have to say about the anniversary?
That was a really interesting adventure, so to speak. I didn't know what I was going to get. The responses were quite interesting. There were a wide range of people, different ages, who knew about Tiananmen, had some thoughts about what had happened, so it wasn't largely forgotten or unknown. Of course, the younger generation, kids who were probably in their 20s or so, they didn't know much about it at all. And even those that I did find who know about it, asked them more questions, they immediately started to clam up because you could tell they sensed this was something very sensitive. But the responses from those who did know something about it or even had firsthand experiences were very interesting. A lot of people, when they reflect on this and what happened, you feel a lot of sense of apathy from people that really, while personal freedoms are an issue to an extent, they very much feel like there's not much they can do about it, that the government, what the government says goes, and that pretty much if you can, live your life peacefully and make money, meet your own needs, then that about does it. There's no need for anything else. So it's interesting the contrast that you get from the general public about how they feel about things and the government's hypersensitivity and effort to clamp down when really, from what you hear from people on the street, it's hard to imagine that they would ever really want to join in any kind of a public or social movement similar to that occurred 25 years ago.
VOA Beijing correspondent Bill Ide.